Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Marcianne, and this is my middle of the week pick me up energy show. And my studio is not operating totally correctly this morning, so I couldn't play my opening. But I want to welcome everyone. This is my first show in a while, and the reason why is what I have had going on in the last 4 weeks of my life. And I talked on my Sunday night show that is called Say What? About a phantom death that I have just experienced. And I found out that the cause of the phantom death was resistance. My resistance. So I went to a facilitator, and using advanced EFT techniques, I was able to start the process of releasing my resistance. And you can go into the archives and listen to that show. So today we're 90 days before 2015. How's that for something to think about? Where did this year go? So I've got 90 days to get ready for 2015. And so I had to look at what was I resisting. Now, during the healing session, the facilitator asked me, well, what does it look like? And I said, oh, it's big. It's really big. And she said, what color is it? And I said, it's black. It's just a big black ooey gooey blob. How much does it weigh? She said. I said, thousands and thousands of pounds. So then we went to work on me being able to release this big, black, heavy, heavy, ooey, gooey blob of resistance. So the word resist comes from a French word that means take a stand. And Webster says that to resist is to fight against something. To try to stop something, try to prevent something, to remain strong against the forces or effects of something, to not be affected or harmed by something, or to exert force in opposition to something, to counteract and defeat something. So examples of the word resist were given, and here they are. He resisted arrest. These windows can resist high winds. His offer was hard to resist. This drug will help you resist infection. She couldn't resist telling us what she had heard. Or he was able to resist telling the secret. It's hard to resist temptation. I know I shouldn't eat that cake, but I just can't resist. And finally, soldiers in the resistance marched on the Capitol. Well, since that session, I've just been acutely aware almost every single moment of all the areas in my life where I have been in resistance. Because apparently I've lived my whole life in resistance to everyone and everything. And apparently this resistance has been very carefully and mindfully constructed by me. Because I've been a person who takes a stand about things. And I've always thought this was noble, that this was admirable. I have to be proud of that as a person of principle. I can draw the line in the sand and stand strong against the tide. And in my younger political years, I fought against communism. Because when I was raising my children, Khrushchev said that the Russian flag would fly over our White House, kind of like ISIS is saying the Islamic State flag is going to fly over the White House. There's nothing new about this. And I remain strong against the forces that rise up from time to time to try to disarm the electorate. And I fought for the individual liberties to own and operate my own private weapon. I mean, my dad had taught all four of us kids to shoot a pistol and a rifle out in our own backyard in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I have remained strong against any effort to curtail our freedom of speech and to keep my freedom to say what I want to say right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I have fought for women's rights to have the total say over her own personal body. And I fight to prevent the overturn of Roe versus Wade. And I resist all media-induced crises that create fear. And I resist all pharmaceuticals-created diseases, which then they then convince the doctor to prescribe their drugs for the new disease they've created. So resistance has been a way of life for me. Now, recently I had lunch with my two friends who are the members of the flotilla that I'm in for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. And they are both 87 years old and are both still active in the auxiliary. And we do boating safety classes. We go to boat docks and offer to do boat inspections so then that boat owner can display a U.S. Coast Guard safety emblem. And we man public education booths at Disneyland and festivals that the various cities and companies here in Orange County have on a regular basis. So the three of us have lunch once a month to monitor and discuss the activities of our flotilla, mostly trying to make sure that the guys are doing what they're supposed to. So I told them about a radio show I had heard a couple weeks ago about why the children of Israel had to wander around in the desert for 40 years and weren't able to enter into the promised land. And the narrator said the young people had to wait until the older generation died off so that when they could go forth into the new land, they would be able to bring forth their new ideas for peace and prosperity. And I said to these two ladies, Sally and Beverly, I don't want to be part of that old generation that has to die off and can't go into the promised land. I want to go in with the young people. But they said, oh, it's just such a challenge to us to look at these young people today and feel that they have anything to offer us for the future. But they said they didn't want to be left behind either. So here is where our resistance keeps us in that old place. And I'm going to begin to choose to look at today's young people as the ones who are going to come up with all of the answers to all of the problems that all of us see today that need fixing. I believe that there are hundreds of Bill Gates out there just waiting to get their chance to make a difference in our world. Let's just turn them loose to get going. Let's encourage them. Let's let them bring their ideas and their innovations to the table and take a look at what they're saying and what they want to do. You know, the spiritual forces that originally created our Earth and our galaxy and universe are in a constant state of looking for those who are willing to step up to the plate and take their place and bring their energies and their money to produce a vortex of power to help our Earth advance in its evolution towards its ascension into the realms of light and love. And I believe that people who are advancing ideas and who are brave enough to go into new adventures and who are passionate about what they want and what they're willing to do to get it, what they want, these are the people the universe recognizes with power, usually because they are willing. These are the ones who make themselves available, who prepared themselves, who got the credentials that were necessary. And if we criticize them and judge them as bad or judge them as incompetent, and we resist their efforts and criticize and complain about them, we are criticizing and complaining about God. We weren't willing to come up with the ideas. We weren't brave enough to boldly go where no man's gone before. We aren't passionate about anything except about perhaps how much we judge the others as incompetent and stupid. And until we are willing to step forth and be the one who's prepared and has the credentials and has the guts to persevere, then we are in resistance. And this resistance keeps the whole collective from being able to move forward. So, I am beginning and choosing to look at everyone as being the very best person that they can be at their stage of evolution. They were the one who was qualified to get the job or be elected to office. And if we don't like what they're doing, then we have to be the one who's willing to take their place. I'm choosing to listen to everybody, whether they're on television or on the radio or at some assembly somewhere or at the movies or out just having a drink with friends. I will listen to what they have to say without judgment, because they are reflecting an opinion of not only themselves, but of some part of the community. And only as we know what the community is saying can we ever be able to dialogue to the point where change can take place that is in harmony and for everyone's highest and best good. So what would happen if everybody did quit resisting? What if no one took a stand for anything? What if no one tried to stop or prevent something? It's just a curious idea. You know, China is currently experiencing one of the biggest resistances in their history. Hundreds of thousands of citizens protesting and resisting, wanting to make their wants known and demanding that their government make changes. And what about that resistance in Ferguson? What about the U.S. resistance to ISIS and making airstrikes every day, killing innocent people? And what about Jesus when he was falsely accused and brought before Pilate? He didn't say a word. He did not defend himself or make any apologetic concerning his mission or purpose. Pilate just couldn't understand it. He said to Jesus, "Don't you know I have the power to release you if you please me with your defense?" Well, Jesus just said, "I could call a legion of angels right this minute who'd deliver me from your grip instantly." And he just stood there, not in resistance, but in humility, submission, and compliance. What was he demonstrating? What was he trying to teach us here? Perhaps the greatest service we can perform for the benefit of the entire human race is our humility, submission, and compliance with all there is. You know, it is what it is. And it is because this is what the majorities and the minorities of the human race have chosen. For me to stand my ground and resist, I must violate the other person's choice. In order to be the noble protector of the State of the Union, I must gun down the opposition. I must resist what they have chosen with their passion and energies that is important to them. And that means that I don't respect them, I don't allow or accept them. And in my nobleness, I have created separation and division within the community. And sometimes our very resistance of something is the energy that keeps that other thing going. If we released our resistance, the whole thing might just fall apart. Because there is a scientific principle in physics that uses resistance to hold things together. Perhaps our very resistance is what is actually holding together the very thing we are resisting. Well, now I'm just beginning to release my resistance, and I just can't even know what's going to happen. I went to a meeting of some spiritual healers recently, and they said, we don't know what we don't know. And right now, I just don't know how resistance either makes things better or makes them worse. I have no idea how our world would be without resistance. Except there are some kingdoms here on the earth, except for when they're threatened, that they live without resistance. I know that within an ant or a termite colony, there isn't any resistance within the community. The ants all know what their job is, and they do it. And the termites know what they're supposed to do, and isn't any resistance in a beehive. Each bee knows what his purpose is, and he does it. And I do know that in the angelic realms, there is no resistance. There's no competition. There's no comparisons one with the other. Angels just allow and accept. Angels never judge or condemn anything. They never criticize or complain about anything. Angels have no resistance about anything or anybody. Angels don't envy. Angels do not boast. Angels don't get angry in a way that desires revenge or retaliation. Angels have specific realms of authority, and they work together in harmony with the others, both within and without their realm of service. So maybe learning how to release resistance can make us more like the angels. Another area where I've been in resistance is in maintaining my health and well-being. One area of resistance is to not be affected or harmed by something. So in listening to the fearmongers talk about Ebola, hearing another new disease the pharmaceuticals have come up with so they can sell their drugs, or read about the statistics for cancer as more and more money is given to cancer research so that soon they'll find more and more ways to find cancers so that soon, very soon, everybody's going to have cancer. Well, I've decided to choose to not be afraid about Ebola, to listen to the symptoms of diseases and try to decide, you know, to just quit listening to all the symptoms of these new diseases the pharmaceutical companies are making to try to see whether I might have that disease because this or that symptom shows up occasionally, or wonder if I'm going to get cancer. Instead, I'm choosing to see all the cells of my body operating perfectly according to the divine blueprint of my original creation before the generations and generations of imperfect manifestations created predispositions to sickness through my hereditary connections. Our body hears every single word we say. Our body knows every thought we think. And the body believes every word we say. And the body thinks that our thoughts are what we want. So the body does what we think and we say. So I'm thinking. My physical systems are all working together in harmony. And I'm saying that my cells are all filled with love, knowingness, and bliss. Love, wisdom, and power. Well, so far, since I've been releasing my resistance, I have felt a great calm that I have to say that I have never felt before. Now, synonyms for the word calm are peaceful, quiet, mild, placid, serene, smooth, tranquil, restful, stormless, undisturbed, unruffled. And antonyms for calm, and that means the opposite of what calm is, are harsh, nervous, violent, angry, fierce, frenzied, furious, mad, stormy, turbulent, worried. Well, more words for calm are take the bite out, lessen, alleviate, take the sting out, cool, decrease, ease, lessen, lighten, make nice, mitigate, moderate, modify, pacify, pour oil on it, soothing. So, if releasing resistance brings calm, doesn't calm sound better than nervous and violent, angry, fierce, mad, turbulent, and worried? So you know what? I'm going to continue releasing the resistance because I like peace and quiet, serene, pouring the oil on to soothe and smooth out the wrinkles. I like undisturbed, restful, everything in order, modifying and pacifying to make things nice, lessening and alleviating the tensions, decreasing the stress, lightening the load. So that's my progress so far, and I'll be keeping you posted.
That's our show for today. You can contact Marcy Ann on her website, www.marcyann.com. Up at the top of the main page, there is a link. Click here for Marcy Ann's radio show. And thank you for tuning in today to Marcy Ann's Middle of the Week Pick Me Up Energy Show, which broadcasts every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time from her studio in Southern California. You can also listen on Sundays at 7 p.m. to Marcy Ann's show, Say What, for reflections on life on planet Earth. And on Fridays at 5 p.m. is The Finding Mr. Right Show, a support show that helps single people find Ms. Right or Mr. Right, based on ideas and information in Marcy Ann's book at www.MrRightForMe.com. Thanks for listening.